look over my shoulder, what do you think I see? Some old guy looking over his shoulder. Baby, he's screaming the truth.
feeling his youth.
Come on.
As you lie in your lonely room, you are awakened by a sound in the distance.
Ladies and gentlemen, I just received a special bulletin from the United Nations. It seems as though there's an unidentified object approaching the Earth. It seems to be getting closer and closer and closer. What is it?
You shouldn't miss us at me.
Jets UK talking about that eyeball eater from outer space. I pulled that one off of this great compilation called Chilling Thrilling Hooks and Haunted Harmonies, put out by our good friends at Big Stir Records. In fact, you probably might hear a song or two more off of that compilation in this Halloween set of music here on the Viva La Mach radio program. Before the Sparkle Jets UK, how about the Cramps? The Cramps was Surfing Dead. Now, the first time I really heard that song was when I got a copy of the Return of the Living Dead soundtrack. Came out in 1985. I'll admit, I had a dub of it. I didn't have the original. I think the B-side, or actually the A-side, was the I Was a Teenage Zombie soundtrack. I think it was just my horror TDK that I had. But Cramps' first track on that soundtrack. In fact, other artists on that soundtrack, if you are unfamiliar with that soundtrack, also had some 45 Grave, TSOL, The Flesh Eaters, Roki Erickson, Damned. And you wonder how I turned out so normal. You wonder. Hey, before the Cramps, Suicide from their 1977 debut with Ghost Rider. Played some Luna in there. Originally, I found it as a 7-inch. I think it's been reissued on some sort of compilation of theirs, but their version of Donovan's Season of the Witch. And then I started the entire set off with some Dream Syndicate from their 1982 full-length debut, The Days of Wine and Roses, and Halloween. My name is Paul. Speaking of Halloween, that's what we're doing. This is my annual Halloween special for you, where I've thrown out all the other records and cassettes and a couple of the 8-tracks that I would normally play, and I am just playing songs that are thematically for Halloween. At least in the Moxer's mind, thematically. Speaking of minds, we've got this guy who does this show on Fridays, and it's not the Moxer. It's not. It's Zombo. And he gets in your brain. Now, he is truly a Pittsburgh institution that should be locked away in a Pittsburgh institution. It's Zombo in your brain. It's Fridays from 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. It just gets the weekend going. It does. You know what else gets the weekend going? The Moxer's still playing more music. All right, so I played you some Dream Syndicate. How about now something from Steve Wynn's solo career? Going back to a 1997's Sweetness and Light album. Steve Wynn kicking off this next set of music with Ghosts here on the Viva La Mox radio show.
I hear you feeling better now. The fog is lifted and the haze is shifted, but the magic's really not the same. And now there's nothing left to blame. I hear you sending letters now. Apologies and explanations, and though it's all forgiven now, it's not forgotten anyhow. I hear you looking younger now, better than you ever were, though late at night when there's no one there, you're feeling every rip and tear. It's only ghosts, and ghosts can't touch me now. It's only ghosts, and ghosts can't touch me now. It's only ghosts, and ghosts can't touch me now. It's only ghosts, and ghosts can't touch me now.
all alone. Come at the grand light, making a sound. The smell of death is all around. And at night when the cold wind blows, no one cares, nobody knows. I don't wanna be buried in a pet cemetery. To the sacred place. This ain't a dream, I can't escape. More loose and fangs, but a clicking of bones. Spirits mourning among the tombstones. And at night when the moon is bright, someone cries for being right. I don't wanna be buried in a pet cemetery.
Track from the 1989 film Pet Sematary, as done by the Ramones. The movie was actually based on a 1983 book by none other than Stephen King. Before the Ramones, how about Pittsburgh's own Gothies doing their version of David Bowie's Scary Monsters and Super Creeps? Also played some Oingo Boingo in there with Dead Man's Party. Coma Teens, yeah, that's why you gotta love the vinyl library at WRCT. Coma Teens from, I'm trying to think, like 1980, probably, doing their version of the Munsters theme. And then Steve Wynn started off the entire. Steve Wynn of the Baseball Project, Steve Wynn of the Dream Syndicate, Steve Wynn of Steve Wynn, and his song, Ghosts, to get us where we are now, which is what, I can't do the math. 20-plus minutes before we get to the top of the hour. My name is Paul. This is a show called Viva La Mock. Always enjoy it when you tune in. This is a special Halloween edition of said program. I want to remind you that the following is a message for those fortunate enough to care for the person who's always been their hero. Growing up, your hero's always been there. They repaired your first broken heart. They took care of you when you got sick. They sent you into each chapter of your life with advice and lessons that left you feeling ready to conquer the world. But with the passing of time, guess what? The tables have now turned, and your hero needs you now more than ever. AARP is here to help you care for your hero. Yes, find the care guides that you need to help complete with tips and resources at aarp.org/caregiving. This is brought to you by, of course, your good friends at ARP, the Ad Council, and me, the Mockster, here at Viva La Mock. Let's get into some more music. I'm feeling psycho.
This is a Professor Mighty Manfred from the Waggles, and you are tuned to Viva La Mock with the Mockster at 88.3 FM WRCT.
Why I'm running for my life. tragedy, and I don't need your shame. You can't keep your promises, but you keep naming names. Your latest troubles out to me like a deck of playing cards. Well, don't you know that I can tell the kings and jokers what I'm talking about? Yeah.
the Killbillies wrapping up that set of music with My Ghoul Maggie. Before Angry Johnny, how about some Misfits from 1981 with Halloween? Concrete Blonde went back to their first album for Your Haunted Head. Pittsburgh's own Forbidden Five gave us Chop You Up. Played the Woggles in there as well with The Witch. And started off everything with classic music from the Sonics and Psycho. I am Psycho. No, I am the Mockster. This is a show called Viva La Mock. Thank you. Thank you so much for tuning in to my little Halloween special. Spinning music, Halloween themed, Halloween adjacent, Halloween everywhere. You want to hear another scary story? I've got a bunch of them. If you tune in on Thursdays at 8 o'clock, one of the scariest shows that WRCT has ever had the pleasure of hosting. It's called Courts in Session. Your haunted attorney, Eric Ghoulish Lurie, hosts every Thursday. But what this show is he takes classic artists that he grew up loving who are still putting out music, and he's playing that new music. So he plays new music by classic artists. It's rock and roll, it's country, it's soul. It's every Thursday from 8 until 10:30 p.m. here on 88.3 FM WRCT. My name is Paul. I am the Mockster. This has been a program called Viva La Mock. The Halloween special. We'll call it part one. As always, I appreciate when you listen. Comes to you each and every Friday, starting at 9 p.m. Random other times sometimes, too. Have yourself a safe Halloween season. I think I'm going to end the program. I'm going to end this segment with something that would fit maybe in that Rockin' Attorney show. But it's not Edgar Winter. It's The Ventures. Thanks again for listening to Viva La Mock here on WRCT Pittsburgh.
Listening to WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM.
Did you know that Lyme disease is the most prevalent tick-borne illness, with about 220,000 new cases occurring each year? Believe it or not, you can test negative for Lyme and still be infected. Many victims of Lyme report never seeing a bullseye rash, and it can be very difficult to diagnose because it mimics other illnesses, such as multiple sclerosis, ALS, and Alzheimer's. To learn more, go to www.LymeDiseaseAssociation.org.
Every year, over 1 million fires burn in America. Fortunately, firefighters are on the job, saving life and property, and you can be a part of it. 7 out of 10 firefighters and emergency responders are volunteers. There's no typical firefighter. Anyone can volunteer to serve their community. Volunteering as a first responder is really about having the heart and drive to make a difference where it's needed most. Your community needs you. Are you ready to answer the call? Learn more and find local volunteer opportunities.